gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park, here with me today, as always, Mr. the one and only Dylan Fields, aka DTF. Dylan, how's it going?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday. We are nearing April. March Madness is almost over. All brackets are busted. But I'm doing well. What's up, Brandon?
Not too much. It's going to be a very interesting Final Four matchup this upcoming, I think it's Saturday they play it, or Sunday?
April 1st.
First, yes. April Fools.
Wow. What if it's all a big joke?
It could be a big joke, and they're playing it the next day.
Well, what if all four of those teams are just a big joke? And then Alabama, Kansas, Purdue, and Houston all show up.
Oh, my. It would be a joke if – I mean, it's kind of a joke that not one number one seed's in it.
Not one number one, two, three, or four? I think the highest seed's –
No, UConn's four.
Okay, UConn's the four. Highest seed's a four. And there's two nines.
Yeah. No, right? It's 1-4, two fives, and a nine.
Oh, two fives. That's right.
But yes. There is, and this is the first year that there's a possibility that a number five seed will win the championship, which has never happened.
This is also the first year for three out of those four teams in the Final Four.
Exactly.
Unreal.
I like it, though. It gives us something fresh.
It's madness.
It is. March Madness.
Brandon, what are you drinking tonight for tonight's loadout?
Tonight's loadout, which we've been slacking on lately for being Hold My Bev, but my bev for tonight, High Noon.
Let me guess what flavor. Was it a new pack or is it something that's open?
Something that's open.
Is it a black cherry?
No, I did have one last night though.
Is it a watermelon?
Nope. I drank all of those immediately.
Tartar sauce. Is it a pineapple?
Yes, it is. Pineapple it is.
Wow.
Still would love that sponsorship, High Noon. New podcast, new opportunity to get that sponsorship.
Hold my bet.
I would love to be able to just say, it's High Noon. And just have a High Noon segment. You know, that would just be so smooth. Open to all sponsorships, though. If anyone's interested, you know.
Yes.
You could work something out.
My tonight's loadout is brought to you by Dogfish Head Seltzers, Dogfish Head Distilleries. They come out with four. There's more than four, but there's a multi-pack of four drinks that are pre-made cocktails. And this one in particular is the Blueberry Shrub. It's sweet. It's just crisp. It's been my favorite drink for the last year now. And my favorite drink to drink in the summer on the patio. Especially poured in a glass, but it's my favorite drink right now, and it's what I had in the fridge. So
nice. Well, let's cheers to that, and let's get into some Final Four.
Cheers,
my friend.
So the Final Four, we got San Diego State versus FAU. No one saw that coming.
No.
And Miami versus UConn. I take that back. 37 of the brackets that were turned in, out of what, however many millions of brackets that were turned in, had these four teams in the Final Four. What drugs do you have to be on to predict these four teams to be in the Final Four?
That has to take a lot of LSD. Probably mixed with some codeine as well.
Sweet.
It's just a matter of the right mixture, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, whatever floats your cup.
Yeah, whatever holds your bev.
Exactly. Whatever holds your bev. But Dylan, what do you like in this matchup? Like, who do you like going into the championship? And are you going to put any money on it, do you think?
So, if I'm going to put money on a team, it's going to be UConn.
Okay.
That's a realistic pick. If I'm going to put money on a team that I want to win, it'll be Florida Atlantic.
Ooh. Have you looked at the odds at all?
No, not yet.
Okay, so let's go ahead and break down these odds. So our first matchup is going to be FAU, Florida Atlantic University, versus San Diego State University. Florida Atlantic, of course, being the ninth seed, is going to be the underdog. They're over 112, and San Diego State is the favorite, minus 134. Second matchup is going to be Miami, Florida, versus UConn, which Miami, Florida is the underdog, plus 195, compared to UConn's minus 240. Now, knowing those odds, if you were to make a bet, just for your own, from your own interest, what would you choose?
UConn, FAU.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's too close for San Diego State and FAU to call. I do think UConn's going to beat Miami. But the national championship's going to be up in the air.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I think UConn's easily the favorite. They've just looked phenomenal all of March Madness. I didn't really watch a ton of college basketball, as I've said on previous podcasts that we've done. But I've really enjoyed and, you know, watched majority of these games, as many as I can. And UConn's so far been my favorite to watch. FAU, they play really tough. They actually only lost three games this year, so that's pretty right. Impressive. Granted, they play in a different conference that's not as big, but I mean, they're playing tough. They made it all the way to the Final Four, and that's not just a fluke.
No.
I think they're, you know,
they had some close calls against Memphis, and in this most previous game, it was a late second buzzer beater. Not buzzer beater, but wasn't that the foul tip shot? And then yeah, they had the free throw. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're on such a high right now. They're like Snoop Dogg. They're just on such a high that they're going to make it to the championship.
Wow. Okay. I like it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take the Owls versus the Huskies.
It's my underdog for the national championship too.
Yeah, I like that. San Diego State, they play tough. So I mean, that both of these games are going to be very interesting. But if I had to choose which one I'm going to like the most, it's definitely going to be FAU versus San Diego State. I think that's the most interesting game, even though they're seeding wise so far apart. I just want to see FAU win. I'm always going to go for the underdog for the most part.
Yeah. Now, are you with De'Aaron Fox on college basketball games not mattering as much and not being as more like not being as up to par with the NBA?
Yeah. So did you see the exact quote that he said?
I read it the day that it was posted. Yeah.
Yeah. So I sort of agree with it, and that's sort of why I don't watch college as much as I do NBA. It's completely different. I don't agree with the coaching aspect, though. I think the coaches are, like, I don't want to call them just as good as NBA coaches, but they're not dumb either. Because he was saying that they don't know what they're doing out there, and that's simply not the case, I don't think. They wouldn't have a job making millions of dollars as a D1 basketball coach. Like,
right.
That's just not how it works. So I slightly disagree with that, but I understand where he's coming from. Like, a lot of those shots that they take in college, like if you put the Orlando Magic against whoever wins this national championship, the Orlando Magic would kill him. They wouldn't even be close.
I agree.
It wouldn't even be close. They're all pretty much a grown. I don't even want to say grown men, because a lot of them are like 19, 20, 21, even in college. But like they would just get destroyed. Like, that brings back to like a discussion that I remember a lot of people when I was in high school, they were like, oh, Ohio State could beat the Cleveland Browns. No, they couldn't. No, they couldn't.
Not a chance. I don't know. I'm with those people. I think they could have. There were some years they could have definitely beat us.
I don't know, dude. You're going. Think about it this way. If you're on an NFL roster, starting in the NFL, at some point in your life, you were one of the top college players in the country. I mean, think of that. You had to be one of the best in the college game to even make the NFL roster.
You don't think a team like, I think it's the 2012 Alabama Crimson Tide. You don't think it's the 2012, I think it's the 2012. Let's just say 2012 Alabama Crimson Tide. You don't think they could beat the Cleveland Browns of 2012?
No.
Let me pull up this roster here.
Okay, you have to take out their NFL careers, though.
What do you mean?
At that age, if they're okay. So,
no, I'm literally looking up the Cleveland Browns 2012 roster and the Alabama 2012 roster.
Okay.
So,
but what I'm saying on that is you have to think of those players as they were in college, not once we saw them once they made it to the pros.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
2012 Browns quarterbacks: Josh Johnson, Thaddeus Lewis, Colt McCoy, Brandon Weeden.
Okay.
Running backs.
Colt McCoy was a top-end quarterback in college.
Trent Richardson was our running back that year. Awkward.
Alabama.
Yep. Travis Benjamin, Jordan Cameron, Josh Cooper, Joshua Cribbs, Josh Gordon, Greg Little, Muhammad Massaquah, Jordan Norwood, Alex Smith, Benjamin Watson. Notable linemen: Greco, Mack, Schwartz, Joe Thomas. D-line, we had Frosty Rucker.
That was Mitchell Schwartz, right?
Yeah, Phil Taylor, yeah. Billy Wynn. Which Phil Taylor, shout out.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Fat Jack.
Emmanuel Acho, Scott Fujita, DeQuil Jackson. He was so good. Defensive backs, Deshaun Gibson, Joe Hayden. TJ Ward, and then we had Phil Dawson. All right, so then Alabama.
I'm telling you, they would not beat us. They would not beat the Browns.
2012 roster. My light just turned off. Hold on.
That wasn't the year we had Jake Delhomme, was it? Or no. Was that the... Okay, so Jake Delhomme was the year before that.
Okay. All right. Alabama 2012 roster. Holy frick. Oh, they had Amari Cooper. This isn't in order. Not good. Not a good start. Not good podcasting.
No.
Eddie Lacy. Damn it, hold on. Let me find a different one. I'm going to find it. I just know that they were better than us at some years. Okay. Adrian McCarron.
I'm telling you, man. They would not beat us. That was probably the year they had. It was McCarron, Lacy, Amari Cooper. Who was on the other side of Amari Cooper? It would have been...
No, you wouldn't even guess it. I was off. This is the wrong year.
He played in the league, though. I can't think of his name, though.
There's DeAndre White, Amari Cooper, Kevin Norwood, Kenny Bell. Nah, this isn't the year I was talking about, but either way. I think there are some college teams that can outperform some of the Browns teams we've watched in our life.
Dude, okay, so this is the way you have to look at it, I think. Think about it. Colt McCoy, as a Browns fan, and your cousin Dustin even admitted how good Colt McCoy was in college. He was one of the top players in college.
Yes.
Trent Richardson, a dog in college.
Yes.
Josh Gordon, pretty damn good.
And?
They were all the best in college. They were all some of the best in college.
Okay, and then they get to the Browns.
Yeah, and you're playing against people that have played professional football for years, where and there's just such a big cutoff from college football to NFL football.
Okay.
There's a reason why only a few people make it in the pros more than 2-3 years.
Yeah, I agree.
As much as I would love to say that they would beat them, like I don't think it's realistic.
Okay.
Okay, so do you think that the let me change sports. I'll go back to a conversation that happened back in 2017, I think it was. 2016, 2017. It was when people were trying to say, oh, the Kentucky Wildcats, when Karl Anthony Towns was there with Devin Booker, they could take down an NBA team. It was a good team too, though. That's the thing. It was a good team. It was like, could they stand a chance against the Bulls, like the 98 Bulls or something like that? And I'm like, no way.
No.
No way. But no, I mean, not even many professional teams. If so, that team should be scrapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough comparison. And one that will never be tested.
Exactly. I would love to see it, though. If we had, like, the Brown scrimmage, the Buckeyes.
Yeah. It would have been cool during, like Justin Fields' years, because the Browns were shitty. I mean, Baker was on towards the end. It would have been kind of cool to see that. But Nick Chubb would have ran all over Ohio State's defense.
Yeah.
I don't think the Buckeyes have ever seen a running back as good as Nick Chubb. Well,
okay. Let me go back to that example, actually, before you say that. You said Baker Mayfield was taking snaps, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield beat Justin Fields. Or no, Dwayne Haskins. Wait. No, it was just wait. Okay, I'm confused now. Was it Dwayne Haskins or Justin Fields that was our quarterback?
In 2018?
When we lost to Baker.
That was 2017, I think.
Yes, that was.
Hold on.
So Baker wasn't our quarterback.
No. Hold on.
2017 would have been Dwayne Haskins.
Oklahoma. 2017. Yeah, September 9th, 2017. That was Mr. Mayfield.
Was it versus Haskins or Fields? I feel like it was Haskins.
God, we played so bad. We had one touchdown in that game. JT Barrett.
Okay.
JT Barrett and J.K. Dobbins.
Regardless, we didn't have a scrub team.
No. Baker had Trey Sermon, Dimitri Flowers,
CeeDee Lamb. Hollywood Brown.
He didn't play.
That was the okay. That was the year that he got drafted then.
He had Mark Andrews too.
Yep.
Damn, I didn't realize how good. Oh, he had Agbonia Okoronkwo.
The dude that the Browns just got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else? No.
No, there's not really many people on the defense. Oh, they had a linebacker. He plays for the Chargers, but he hasn't really panned out in the pros.
Yeah.
But see, like, there's another good example. You can have people that were really good in college and they just don't play like that in the pros.
Yeah.
Because they can play like that against college competition. They can't play like that against professional competition.
It's fair.
I mean, I'm not saying that's impossible. It's definitely possible, but I don't know, man. I would love to see what the Vegas odds would be on that matchup, the Cleveland Browns versus the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I think if you go year by year, it would definitely shift.
Oh, yeah. I think the Browns would always be favored.
I just don't know.
And if they weren't favored, I'm literally picking the Browns.
You can't tell me that a year where we have Seneca Wallace as our starting quarterback, he's going to lead a team to beat the Buckeyes. Or a team where CJ Stroud has an air raid offense of Marvin Harrison Jr., Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Mayan Williams, and, you know, got some dogs on defense.
Okay, but some of those players on Ohio State's team will never touch an NFL field.
I get that. It's about who can score most, though. And I think you got to look more at the Buckeyes' offense, because the Browns' offense in history isn't always the best. Our quarterbacks have sucked. You put Johnny Manziel out there in a Browns uniform with a Browns team, I just don't know that he would play the same as he did at Texas A&M, even against an Ohio State defense.
I mean, if you put it that way, it's super unpredictable. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Totally off topic, but
we're definitely having to put this clip on Twitter for the record.
I'm gonna get shit on again.
Oh, that's funny.
What do you think of the new Browns draft day hats?
I actually like them, even though they're not gonna matter much. But
no.
Unless we just land we somehow get like Bijan Robinson in the third round. That never happened, though. They are cool hats, though.
My favorites still are 2 years ago or 3 years ago when they had the black ones with just the orange outline of the elf.
Yes.
I think that was actually for the Cleveland one.
Yes.
The one that we had here.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most fun events I've ever worked.
Yeah, I wish I would have actually got to attend the actual draft. I got to walk around a little bit, but I had to work. Unfortunately. Yeah.
Blake's got a crazy story to tell about that. He was actually, did I ever tell you how he was selected as the Broncos special guest?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, so they have, and I don't know if this is just for this one in particular, or if they do it for every draft, but they select a group of four people that are fans from every team, and you get tickets to like basically front row. They call it like, I think TV arena, like what is it called? TV row, like TV row or something. But it's basically like when your team drafts, they cut to you, and like you're the one like cheering or like booing for your team when you make the pick, and they give you like big foam fingers and like stuff like that, so you can like really stand out. So Blake, and he took his buddy, he won somehow and got the tickets for the Broncos. And I was like, dude, I was like, how of all the people in Denver, Colorado, or just in Colorado in general, how did you, Mr. Blake, in Ohio, in Cleveland? I said it had to be a location thing. They had to just be like, oh, this guy's close. He's a Broncos fan.
They'd be like, oh, he'll be there.
Yeah. But he had a blast, he said. And that was when they got Patrick Surtain, so that was a good draft. And he got a fat head of Surtain afterwards.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, no, that would be sick. That's always been one thing I've always wanted to do, is announce one of the Browns picks or some team's pick. I know a couple of YouTubers got to announce their team's pick, like MG or MMG got to announce the Lions pick 1 year.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think that was last year.
That's really neat.
But yeah, since we're talking about football right now, I'm going to skip the thing I was going to talk about originally. I wanted to bring this up. So about we're getting close to when Daniel Jones was drafted by the Giants and Baker Mayfield had some famous comments. It's just a little bit of karma. So back in 2019, Baker Mayfield was quoted saying, "I cannot believe the Giants took Daniel Jones. It blows my mind. Some people overthink it. That's where people go wrong. They forget you've got to win." And then underneath that post, it shows the QB contracts between Daniel Jones and Baker Mayfield now, where Daniel Jones signed a $160 million extension with the Giants, and Baker Mayfield got a prove-it deal for $8.5 million.
They both had one playoff win, too.
That is true. That is true.
But money talks.
I actually do think Baker's better than Daniel Johnson. But
I do too, and I can't wait for him to prove it at Tampa when they do well this year.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
What was my jersey bet if they go to the playoffs?
What bet?
Oh, no. Oh, it's if he wins the starting job. That's right.
Oh, well, he's going to win the starting job. You're going to be buying a Baker Mayfield jersey.
I'll be buying one.
That's fair. I won't even knock you. I can't even knock you for it. I respect him. I wish he could have panned out better in Cleveland because I did like him.
I loved him.
I just wish he, you know, could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well. You know, we had to do what was best for us, and it is what it is.
Yep. And we're going to go to the Super Bowl this year. So,
I hope. I hope, man.
We will. Have faith.
If we go to the Super Bowl, I will literally mortgage my house to go to the game. I'll take a loan out on my house.
I just want to get first access to playoff tickets and then resell them for like $2,000 each.
Yep. And then you could afford a Super Bowl ticket.
Yep.
But since we're talking about NFL right now, recent news, even though it's not really news because it happened on March 2nd, but Lamar Jackson came out today and talked about how he requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens on March 2nd. Just kind of clearing up the air on what's going on and if there's any questions, he'll be happy to answer them rather than listening to all the bogus reports that have been coming out. How do you think they kept that hush for almost a whole month?
Beats me. I saw that today and I'm like, what? March 2nd? Like, yeah. That's almost a whole month ago. It was definitely not what I was expecting to see when I saw Lamar Jackson and said breaking news.
Did you think he was signing an extension or?
I thought he was signing the extension.
But I'm kind of glad for his sake that he came out and said that because now that gives teams the like more confidence. Like, okay, we can actually go get this guy. Like, all we have to do is outbid.
Yeah.
But you then come to a situation where you're like the Panthers. Okay, do we want to pay a rookie quarterback? Or the Colts would be a better example, even though I still think the Colts, 1,000%, if they're even thinking about it, they should just do it.
It could be the Redskins or the Commanders.
Oh, canceled.
Always canceled. It could be the Commanders.
It could be.
How much are they really putting in Jacoby Brissett and Sam Howell? I mean, why not just go all in and get Lamar? They've got some weapons in Brian Robinson and Dotson and McLaurin. I think they could do it.
I mean, I think it'd make a ton of sense, especially, you know, Dan Snyder is trying to sell the team because he's a piece of shit. There's no other real good way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, shit pipes are literally bursting in their stadium. I don't know if you knew about that at all. I think that's hilarious. Just shit just pouring everywhere.
People falling on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, that place is a madhouse. But man, Lamar and Washington would be sick. You get him out of the AFC North too.
Oh yeah, the Browns ran him out of town with their contract. Well, ran him out of town just down the road to Washington D.C. But
he's in the NFC then.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
That's Philadelphia's problem now.
Yeah, he'll be the second best quarterback in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Mr. Hurts.
Did you see this thing that was like AI generated next year's schedule? Even though the schedule's not out yet, and the playoff scenario and who is going to go to the Super Bowl and win.
No, I didn't.
It was the Bengals versus the 49ers and the Bengals winning.
Oh, so it was my prediction for this year.
Yeah, I was laughing. I was laughing so hard. And it got down to Bengals, Chiefs, and I think Cowboys, 49ers, which – I don't see the Cowboys ever going back to the NFC Championship in our lifetime.
Oh, I see them going back in our lifetime. They're a big enough brand. I think Jerry needs to get rid of the team before that happens, but
mm-hmm.
or at least take a step back.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to see the Bengals win the Super Bowl because I want the Browns to win the Super Bowl. But, oh, and in this scenario, the Browns didn't even make the playoffs, which I don't.
Dude, the AFC's tough, man.
I know.
The AFC's tough.
Did we ever go over, and we can do this closer to the season, but did we ever go over next year's opponents?
No, we didn't.
We'll have to go over that when they announce the actual schedule.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I've got the list here of who we're playing, but it doesn't matter until. Oh, dude, we have a home game against the Jets. So that means we get to see Aaron Rodgers play.
Well, he plays a preseason game.
He's not going to play the Hall of Fame game. Christian McCaffrey. We get Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, Kyler Murray, if he's alive. Trevor Lawrence. And the Titans. Anybody is well, Derrick Henry's probably gonna be traded by then.
If they can trade him.
There's still a lot that has to happen before the season starts.
Oh yeah, no, there's a ton that's gonna happen right up to the draft and during the draft even.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a ton of moves that are gonna happen. Like I think the Lamar situation will be pretty much done by then because there's no way they go all the way to training camp before they trade him. I just don't see that happening.
Be crazy if King Henry went on draft night like AJ Brown.
I think he could. I think he could. I think he could be traded draft night. Lamar would literally break the internet if he was traded on draft night.
Mm-hmm.
Which I could see happening. It's just a matter of who he gets traded to. And I think there's realistically only two places.
What's going on in Baltimore?
Well, no, I guess there's three places, really. I think it's the Colts. The Raiders is kind of an oddball because I know they want to draft a quarterback.
Who?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders, who just got porn star Jimmy? They believe in Jimmy. They're going to go with the Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, they did sign Jimmy Garoppolo. Shit, you're
right.
They're
going with Jimmy.
Jimmy's mom.
My scabula, Jimmy Garoppolo. He's our new quarterback. And that was Carl Weezer by DTF.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go back to two. So, Colts, Commanders. I think those are realistically the only two. I think the Jets personally should be going for him, but I'm not going to speak that one into existence. I want Aaron Rodgers to go there and stink up the joint.
Shall we place a bet on it?
On where he goes to?
If he goes to the Commanders, you have to buy a Commanders jersey of Lamar Jackson and wear it to the first Browns game. And if
that could be worse.
And if he goes to the Colts, I have to buy a Colts Lamar Jackson jersey and wear it to the first Browns game.
Deal.
I mean, it's off if he doesn't go any either of those teams.
Yeah, that is true. All right. I could do that. My cousin played for the Washington team. So I got to get him on the podcast, actually. Shout out Garrett.
Yeah, we'll have to get Dustin on before the season starts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dude, it'd be fun if I don't know what he would be doing draft night if we did like a draft stream with him.
Yeah.
I know he probably wouldn't want to be on for the whole thing, but
mm-hmm.
I think that'd be cool.
Call in.
Yeah, just have him as a call in, hop on for 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. But Dylan, yesterday I was at the Cavs game. We're going to jump straight into the NBA now. And they finally clinched a playoff spot. First time without LeBron being on the roster since, I believe it was 97.
Yes, the last time the Cleveland Cavaliers clinched a playoff spot without LeBron James, Brandon Park was in his dad's balls.
Yes, I was.
And so was I. Not in your dad's balls, but my dad's balls.
What didn't Rick tell me?
Yeah, I was born in 97, so playoffs of 97 would have been before I was born, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, man, I'm excited.
Yeah,
it looks like we're going to be playing the Knicks first round, which we actually play them here on Friday.
Yeah, it'll be a good little test. I don't know how full go we're going to go. You know, we already clinched, so will they go full speed? I don't think so. I think they're going to kind of ride the rest of the season out.
Well, they might go full speed so they could get home court advantage for sure, but they still have a good lead on them.
Why are they still fighting for the 4 and 5?
Technically, but
I thought they're like the, four or
the
five.
The Cavs like, still have a good lead on them.
I was gonna say I think they're like 4 or 5 games ahead of them, if not more.
Yeah, that is true, and the Knicks are struggling too right now.
We're ahead of them by 5.5 games. Yep, 5.5 games, because they're 11.5 back and we're 6 back.
Okay, yeah, we have a comfortable lead, but, I mean, I think they might give them a little something to bite on.
We could.
A little nibble.
Yeah, we got 2 more games in this month between the Hawks and the Knicks. And then 4 games next month, Pacers, Magic, Hornets. We're done.
Yeah, easy way to end the season and, you know, go into the postseason. I'm just hoping it's not too easy going into the postseason. But as long as everyone's healthy, that's all that matters.
Yeah. So should Guardians fans be worried that they were like dead last in the Cactus League like a week or two ago?
No. I don't think spring training means shit.
I don't either. I almost hate that they do it. We're currently sitting about 5 from the bottom right now. But I don't care. Like, the fucking Kansas City Royals are the number one team in spring training this year, and they're like number one in worst teams last year.
Yeah.
I don't
I'm not worried about it at all.
Nah, I don't look too deep into it. Because we're gonna ball out this year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of spring training is in general, it's just trying, you know. It's basically just throwing your whole farm out there and just seeing what they do.
Yeah.
It's never actually about the score. That's why you see scores like 13-2 or 13-3. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Everyone basically is there to get good stats, and that's about it. Even though they're pointless stats, it's like preseason.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like they'll be solid this year. I'm not having crazy expectations for them, but, like, I'm not expecting a World Series or nothing type of year. I think they're good enough to do it. for having such a young team too. Like, I was surprised how good they did last year. A lot of people thought they were going to be the worst team in baseball or one of them.
Yeah.
And they make it all the way to the ALDS or ALCS? ALCS, I think.
CS is like the conference championship.
Yeah. Yeah, CS. Yeah, DS is the divisional. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the season, that's for sure. I love going to Progressive Field, or some people still call it the Jake. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't blame them for calling it the Jake still. That's still a cool name. It's like I still call Rockin' Mortgage Field as the Q.
The Q, deep in the rock.
My dad still calls it the Gundarena too, even though it's a completely different building.
Well,
it's still the same spot. No, it's not.
The Coliseum. No.
I'm thinking of Richfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now the Coliseum was a different spot.
Yes. Which is weird. They played all the way in Richfield.
Yeah. I mean, they got plans for where the Browns' next stadium could be, and they want to put it in fucking Parma. So have fun with that.
I'll be well out of there before then.
Sheesh. No, they're joking around. Somebody also said near Independence by like Top Golf, which they could put it there, but it's just gonna make that whole highway such a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
And it's right by my work. I don't want to deal with that after work.
Well, you won't be.
Not if they have
We don't work on Sundays.
That's true. But they might have events there during the week.
Yeah.
Because if they make it like, they're not going to put a dome on it, but if they put a dome on it, they could do indoor events. So they could have legit weekly and nightly events.
Well, I honestly feel like if they build a new stadium in general, that's what they should do. They should just build a dome.
Yeah.
But that also takes away from what Cleveland football is about, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, like, if you're going to build a new stadium, all the new stadiums, I feel like nowadays, all have a dome. Or at least can be a dome.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like if you have a dome in Atlanta, Georgia, you should have a dome where it's cold.
Right. I will die in that hill.
Yeah. But, all right, Dylan, let's talk about one quick thing before we get off the air for this episode. You know, it's getting to that time, starting to stretch out a bit with the clubs, take some practice swings. Are you ready for golf season this year?
I am very ready for golf season.
Now, Dylan, I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Name me the perfect day of golf and what it consists of.
Well, the perfect day of golf would consist of a foursome between Dr. Blake, my friend Anthony, and you.
That sounds sus.
It would be you and me versus the two of them. We would get our asses destroyed. But
it's getting really sus now.
But we would alternate strokes. We would take turns. We would take turns stroking our balls. And we're gonna get some big gulps of our drinks. We're gonna sit out in the sun and bake. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. Just a nice little foursome scramble with you, me, the Blake, and Anthony. And alternate shots. You and me just going at it, a couple black and milds or some cigars and a bunch of high noons, just living it. Got some music playing in the cart. It's the perfect day.
I would say my perfect day would be pretty close to yours. You know, same crew.
A lot of strokes.
You know, we'd be, yes. You know, waking up, shit crack of dawn, getting to the course right at sunrise, you know, getting some practice putts in, get some practice brews in, and then get up to the first hole, spark up my first cowboy killer, and drive that puppy as hard as I can, and just keep pounding. I want to do it this summer to where it's, you know, I'm going through a can of hole.
Okay.
Fine. You know, you gotta live big.
You just gotta get the, you can get a 12 pack of High Noons. It's 12, right? 4, 4, 4, 4. No, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. So you get a 12 pack. Well, you have to hit 18. So you gotta find out how to get 18. Either way, get 18 High Noons.
Yes.
Just don't 18. Buy them. Don't buy them at the golf course. They're so more expensive.
Oh yeah, no. BYOB, 100%.
I think Anthony went to go get two High Noons at Valier's where we did the draft day party.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony said it was like $11 for one High Noon.
Yeah, it was like $9 for a glizzy there, man. I couldn't believe it.
I just wanted a glizzy.
Yo, can I cup one of them $9 glizzies on the dead lopes?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't wait to golf.
Are you going to wreck any carts this year?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I guess that wasn't you that did that last time. That was Rocco and Anthony. The first time I ever went golfing with you, they didn't wreck it, but they were just going crazy on the cart. Remember when their bags just started flying out because they were just getting on the holes?
This one time, it was Rocco and Rocco Anthony slept in. It was Rocco, Blake, Emery, and I, and we went to Firestone up in Akron, but it was the public Firestone. And there's this big ass fucking hill, and I mean big hill. And the next thing I know, me and Emery are watching up the hill, and Rocco and Blake start spinning on the hill. Like, I'm not kidding you, they're spinning in circles down the hill. They like lost their tires or like the traction, and they were about to tip over. And Rocco's got the wheel, and all of a sudden he starts and holds on to Blake, and Blake's like, "Grab the wheel." It was one of the scariest things I've seen on a golf cart, but hey, it landed head up and it was fine.
Hey, I've seen one of them tip over before, man.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's a no-no. I don't play like that.
Oh, that was funny as shit that day, though. I occasionally will just go through like my camera roll and I'll see that video, just seeing their bags just...
Wait, you have the video?
Oh, yeah.
You have to send me that.
I will send
you. I don't have it.
I'll send you it. It's literally, I posted it on either Rocco. No, it was Anthony's birthday. I remember I posted it the one year.
Oh, that's right.
It's just a video of them going down the hill. They just hit one huge bump in their bag, just go flying out of the car.
Yeah, you gotta send me that. Oh, man. Good times. Yeah, as soon as it's nice, I want to do 18 holes. Just get a good practice round in with the boys.
Hell yeah.
My season starts in May for work. Hoping to take home the championship this year. So, looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Got to. What? All right, guys. That's going to be all for this episode. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Make sure to go follow us on all our social media. Hold My Bev. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram. And then go subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, hit that subscribe button. Give us a like. You know, leave a comment. What do you think? What do you want us to talk about next? Do you guys want to even show up on the podcast? We'll bring you on. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, Dylan, you have anything to say?
Remember to gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Love you guys.
Peace.